This reflection is based on the Gospel from Monday, November 6, from Luke 14:12-14. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. In this reading, Jesus tells his dinner host, who was a Pharisee, that he should not invite his friends, family, or wealthy neighbors, but should invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. I think this lesson, as with most of Jesus' lessons, has multiple levels of understanding. First, Jesus wasn't there to call his family or the wealthy. Read that, the Jewish leadership who were rich in understanding of the Bible. He came to call the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, those people who didn't have a wealth of knowledge already and were open for the many lessons Jesus had to offer. The Pharisees already knew the Bible, inside out, upside down, and backwards. They knew God. They had dissected the Bible into a series of law that regulated so many things, like how far you were allowed to walk on the Sabbath, or the fact that carrying a mattress on the Sabbath was a mortal sin. They were rich in spirit and walked tall and true in their beliefs and saw the world according to their rules. Jesus understood that he couldn't pour wine into a wineskin that was already full. He had to find wineskins that were dried up and empty. But there is also a very real down-to-earth message for this reading that is still valid today. We don't need to share our banquet, read that our excess resources, both physical, like food, or spiritual, with people that already have enough. We are called to share whatever we have with those who are open to receive it. I remember times when I volunteered to help provide meals to the poor or infirmed. The food was nice, and certainly some really needed the sustenance. But for me, what I found that people craved even more was the camaraderie. Someone to treat them with love, compassion, and understanding. Someone to look at them, talk to them, listen to them, and treat them like a valuable human being. Someone to be the face of Christ for them. One of the little ministries I've defined for myself currently is to give money to the homeless whenever I encounter them. Sure, they might just take it to the nearest liquor store, but you never know when they will bottom out and reach their low point. Besides, I use this opportunity to share more than just money. While the encounter is brief, I share a little of Christ's love. First, I make eye contact. I look at them as a real person, not someone that's invisible. I smile and say, God bless you, and other things if time permits. The reaction is overwhelming. I generally receive a warm smile back and most of the times an enthusiastic, may God bless you too, in return. And the final lesson for each of us is that we need to recognize that we are poor, crippled, lame, and blind, no matter how much we think we understand God or the Bible. God has more lessons for us, and we need to remain open to learning them. If we get to the point that our wineskin is full, God won't be able to keep pouring in his grace and understanding. An empty vessel, Deb Ayers.